right, guys. So I am coming here to talk to you about wholesaling stories. I have no ulterior motive. We're going to talk about wholesaling stories. I am interested in talking about helping people. So a lot of you know my story. I started off in real estate at 20 years old. By the time I was 22, I had purchased 20 rental homes. And from 22 to 27, I flipped a few properties each year, 15 homes a year. And then in 27, I went bankrupt. I lost it all. So here's the thing. I had to recreate myself after I lost everything during the recession. And once I lost everything during the recession, it was hard. It was very tough because I didn't want to be back in real estate. So how did I do this? How did I find myself come back into real estate? It was grit, perseverance, and all that. I would love to say that was it. But to be quite honest, no, it wasn't. It was not it. That was not it at all. It was, I didn't know anything else. I spent 7-8 years of my life learning real estate, and I was already in my late 20s. And for a year, I didn't do anything. I mean, I did. I put enough food on my plate for my family, and I was doing odd jobs and things like that. You know, I was remodeling homes for people and so on. I'll answer that question in a moment. We'll do some Q&As. How can a young man that's 17 make some money? That's where we're going with this. By the way, this is a recording. This is probably going to be on my podcast too. Look, I lost everything. I would say that in pure grit, I didn't know what else to do. It wasn't pure grit. It was just like, I was in survival mode. It was fight or flight mode at that point. And I didn't know anything else but real estate. I wanted to get the hell away from real estate because I just lost it all. I lost 20 rental homes. I lost $2 million in net worth overnight. And out of the middle of nowhere, I had to recreate myself. And I tried to do it with technology. I tried to do it with phone sales. I tried to do it with different things. And it just didn't supply my family with enough income to offset the way we wanted to live. So with that said, I had to get to the point where I had to do something. So I got my broker's license. I was already a real estate agent. I got my broker's license, continuing ed, went down a little bit further along, and I applied to be a broker for real estate banks or REOs. I was the foreclosure expert. I labeled myself. I took a class and read some articles on how to put a resume together, and I put the best damn freaking resume I could up into the World Wide Web, as we called it back in the day. Now we call it just the freaking internet. But at the end of the day, you know, I was a 27-year-old kid going to 28 years old. I had to recreate myself. I didn't know how to do anything, so I went back into sales. I went back into sales as a real estate agent and said, forget the real estate investor thing. But lo and behold, the investment thing started knocking on my door. I started getting a lot of bank listings representing banks. And I got to the point where there's some really freaking good deals that came my way. So I had a bunch of pocket listings. And if you don't know what a pocket listing is, that means you as the real estate agent gets to see the inventory first. And you get to the point where you kind of do whatever you want to do with them. I mean, you can pre-sell them if you want. You can kind of keep them as shadow inventory until the banks are ready to launch them. But you're sitting on inventory that you know of that the public doesn't know of. So those are called pocket listings. Well, I had a pocket listing of 25 townhomes. And here's the answer to the question. I had a pocket listing with a bank of 25 townhomes. Nobody else knew about them than I, except for myself. Now, I'm not saying you as a 17-year-old can do this, but I am teaching my 16-year-old next week how to drive for dollars, and we're going to be recording it, and we're going to be putting this all over social media, and I'm going to teach young kids how they can make money. But I was 28 years old. I got these pocket listings. I know I'm all over the place. That's how my brain works. I got these pocket listings. You know, it was just after 2008, so these were dirt cheap. These homes previously were worth $80,000 a piece. The banks wanted me to list them for $13,000 a piece. Even after 50 cents on a dollar fallout on values, they were still probably worth 45, 50 grand. And I knew we had a steal. Okay, this is $13,000 a piece. They are wanting me to list them for 13 grand. I'm like, mind blowing. Like, I was doing the comps. If you don't know what a comp is the it is the value of comparables on the market that justify what your property is worth when you put it on the market. So I was going to list these for 13 grand a piece. And the comps were like $25,000 a piece. I had 25 townhomes. There's a margin between 13 and 25, 13,000 to 25,000. And I had to go in and list these suckers. I was trying to delay it. So I called a friend up who was one of my clients prior to the recession. I said, hey, I got these pocket listings. These look like a good deal. you and I worked well together before the recession. I know we haven't done real estate since, and it's been about a year, but I think there's something here, and you and I can go in and make some money together. So we did. We made some money together. So let me tell you how I did it. When we got these listings, before we put them on the market, I told him, I said, we're going to offer 13 grand, just like they want. He said, okay, let's do it. So we did. We contracted them for $13,000 before they hit the market. The bank was willing to take an offer. They thought I was the seller. I was the man of the year, just getting rid of their crappy inventory. And we got these under contract. And guess what? We had a 1 week closing that we had to meet because we offered cash. Now here's the thing. I just went bankrupt. My former business partner at the time just had a double lung collapse. So he was not feeling good. He was almost bankrupt, even though I was. And we didn't have two nickels to rub a dime or whatever that saying is. So what the freak do we do? How do we come up with $10,000 in earnest? No, I'm sorry. It was $5,000 in earnest money and close these properties within a week when we have no money together to even put up earnest money. And we have no way to sell this with no money in the bank to cash flow it. So what we did was we went ahead and purchased these properties on contract and set up a double closing. How do we do it? Well, we have to have a buyer first, right? No, first we have to have earnest money. So we put on paper that we're going to put up $5,000, and we called 25 different people that were going to buy these properties and said, hey, we got properties that are worth $40,000, $45,000 a piece. If you were to buy them, we're sure you'd get these for $18,000 to $22,000 a piece. Are you interested? Because your cash flow is $650 a month. You don't have to do anything but paint and carpet in them. They said, yes, let's do it. So that was just me being in the real estate world, my business partner being in sales, and we knew some people that had access to capital. Not saying that everybody has people that access to capital, but here's the thing. When there's a deal on the line, the people with money come out of the woodworks to spend their money. So $18,000 to $22,000, you can put a couple thousand dollars into them, and then you can cash flow them for $650 to $750 a month. That is some extremely big cash flow. That's a strong rate of return, probably 25%. I'm not running the math. I'm just doing this mentally, but 25% rate of return. So that is a freaking great way to produce income for the investors. So they're like, yeah, let's do this. So we didn't have any money to spend for their earnest money. We told them, I think there was 8 investors that bought these 25 townhomes. We split them up. So look, you're going to have to put up $1,000 per unit a piece, and it's non-refundable earnest money. If you don't close, we keep it. So guess what? They all did. We did an open house. We brought in about 25 different investors. 8 investors said yes. They bought all 25 of these townhomes. They put up $1,000 non-refundable earnest money each. And then within a couple of days, we had contracts. We had $25,000. We cashed that money because we put it in the contract that we were going to hold the earnest money. And we turned in $5,000 to the bank's representative or attorney's office. So now we had $20,000 to split for shits and giggles. For the you know, worst case scenario, we would keep this, he would keep 10,000, and I would keep 10,000. And if the crap hits the fan, then we made a little bit of money just for putting paperwork together. So that was the worst case scenario. Best case scenario, we make an $8,000 paycheck per unit, 25 townhomes. So you see, do the math, that is over $100,000 in payday if we can get this to the closing table. Now here's the problem. We didn't know how to pull this closing together when we didn't have the capital. We just knew that we had something under contract that was called the A to B contract. We were the A to B with the seller, which was the bank. It was us, an investors network, with the seller. And then we had the B to C contract with investors network and the end buyers. Well, how do you transact this if you don't have money? Well, now you can do transactional lenders. You can get transactional lenders involved, and they can go ahead and let you borrow the money. They'll wire it in if it's a good deal. And if the end buyer closes and puts their money on the table, the attorney will wire their money back, and that lender will only charge you 1% for the amount. So look, here's a hypothetical situation. If there was a transactional lender involved and you got a really good deal that was 40, 50, 60 cents on a dollar, and you could turn it quick same day, somebody will put up that money for you. If you're in Atlanta and you got a deal that you can quick turn in the same day, call me up, direct message me, and I'll put the money up for you, and I'll just charge you 1% fee. So here's hypothetically how it would go. You found a deal that's worth $150,000, and you got it under contract for $100,000, but you were going to sell it for $125,000 to an end buyer. I'm looking at this thing. This thing is worth $150,000. If the crap hits the fan, worst case scenario, I've got a property as a lender for $100,000. But even better yet, I'm not even going to close the fund or fund the deal or allow the attorney to fund the deal if I don't get them to give me my money back same day. So I will not even allow them to close it. But here's the thing. If it does close, I get my $100,000 principal back plus $1,000 in interest fee for a one day only transactional fee. And then you get the margin between your contract price and what I get back. So that's $24,000. You're selling it for $125,000. I get $100,000 principal plus 1% origination fee or whatever, and you get to keep $24,000. We didn't have that back then, though. So what did my business partner and I do? We set up what was called back-to-back closings. This is where you can flow the money from the end buyer. You will set them up where they will send the money in to the closing attorney's office or the title company's office the day before, and the next day you basically close out your front end A to B contract with the seller, sign the paperwork, and then the attorney will take the B to C money and pay that seller off and then split you back the difference and give the keys to the end buyer. That's mind-blowing, right? We didn't know how to do this back then. So we called a couple of different attorneys up that was local, and we said, hey, can you do this? And a lot of them were like, no, we got to show this and that in our books. And we're like, oh, crap, I don't know what to do. Well, luckily, after about 10 different phone calls, we found somebody that was willing to play ball. What we did was, hey, if you do this, we're going to do this over and over and over again. We're going to give you all our business. So this gentleman out of Kennesaw, Georgia said, yes, let's do this. We're going to do this all over the place. And we did. We gave him this business, and then we gave him millions of dollars worth of business each year for several years. Yeah, it was a beautiful thing. My business partner and I bought these properties for 13 grand a piece. And I think on an average spread, it was $18,000 a piece per property. That was a $5,000 spread times 25 townhomes. That was over $100,000 that we got to split 50-50 each of us. So he got like 60,000. I got $50,000 to $60,000. And then on top of that, I had a broker's commission. I was a real estate agent. I get the broker's commission, and we walked away with a six-figure payday, not even knowing how to wholesale. This is like the first wholesale in our company. We just utilized our wits to put paperwork together, and then we found an undervalued property, and we found people that would be willing to take it off of our hands. Be quite honest with you, they got a great deal. It was what a $40,000 property they got for $22,000 a piece or $18,000 a piece or whatever they end up paying. They were happy. They had a strong cap rate. It was incredible. Here's how you do it again. I'm going to go here in just a minute. We found an undervalued property. This is how we streamlined it. We found an undervalued property, dirt cheap back in the day. We didn't have buyers. We didn't have social media. Now you can put this all over Facebook and Instagram. There's different investor groups all over social media. This was like 2008, right when Facebook was coming out. Now you guys have access to Facebook groups for investment groups in your city. So go to Facebook, whether you're in Seattle, Real Estate Investor Groups, Seattle, Real Estate Investor Groups, Tallahassee, Real Estate Investor Groups, DC, Real Estate Investor Groups, Atlanta. You find an undervalued property, you find those groups, you post the pictures in with the information there, somebody will freaking buy the home and you can make a quick spread. Now, if you don't have money, you can do transactional lending like I explained, or you can go ahead and do that back-to-back closing where you sell the A to B paperwork, an end buyer, the B to C, and you can set up back-to-back closes if you can find an attorney in your area to flow the end buyer's money to the contract, the closing, and close it out. This is a way for any 17-year-old, any 27-year-old, any 77-year-old that needs to make extra money to do it. Go find an undervalued property. And this is what my podcast is about. You're asking me about what a 17-year-old can do to make money. Listen to my podcast. This month is all about wholesaling. Next month is all about sourcing properties. Learn the wholesaling basics. We're doing themes now. We're very intentional what we're doing. We're doing themes now. Understanding wholesaling. We got a couple of interviews that are releasing this week. Next month, we're all about sourcing properties. So to answer your question, what do you do if you're 17 years old? If you got a driver's license, go drive for dollars. We're going to learn about that. I'm recording my daughter and her boyfriend. She's 15. He's 16. I'm going to teach them next week, and we're going to record this. We're going to put this all over YouTube. We're going to put this all over Instagram. We're going to teach you how, as a young person or an older person that wants to make money, I'm about to teach my 16-year-old how to be a multimillionaire just by driving part-time and finding good deals and bringing them to me. And that's what I'm going to teach you guys. Stay tuned for the next few podcasts. They're going to be freaking awesome. REI Society, Spotify, iTunes, Google. Look up REI Society and start listening. We're all about serving. This is free content we're giving you. we're going to teach you everything you need to know. I'm telling you, it's going to be awesome. So stay tuned. And by the way, if you can, go ahead and text me. I want you to text me and put Text Society to 404-341-2897. Again, 404-341-2897. Send the word society to that message. That is an auto subscription text service. And I'm teaching people how to learn real estate. Thank you guys. Talk to you soon. Bye-bye.